Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. It's 11 on the dot, and you are listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and across from me is the one, the only, the man who's basically orchestrating all this organic okay.
You know what? You know we're dealing with COVID-19, right? So you don't have to even tell people across from you. You know what I mean? People could be in different countries, different states, you know, different cities. You know, it's understandable. You know, there was no, I'm across from you, none of those things. That's none of, you know, within this platform, you know, providing information for them to actually be able to, see, this is a thing. I hear a lot of people say a lot of important and good, healthy advice, right? But what happens is in the translation of the community and the people that's interacting with the person, maybe directly, that have the access to the person, they can hinder a lot of people's resources. So it's so important as you helping someone to not put yourself in projection to be compromised where you become battered in your ability as someone to see what you're saying and you're changing a lot of people's lives, and that one person can see something that may not be the thing that they like, but it changes a lot of people's life, and that person can change the and compromise you. So it's so important as you helping others, it's so important that you recognize who's there, who's cross-contaminated, and how that person is getting fueled by your life and your experience, you know. Because so often you see so many people that is great, and you see why some of them get the short end of the stick in life, and they don't get to make it all to the long longevity. And people just remember them, look at their pictures, and talk about them, and you know, just kind of like, you know, reflect, right? But you think before that moment, before you reflecting, how was the person that was reflecting that destroyed them? How this person seen that vision? And as they went to execute that task, you know, how is that we allow a position for one person to destroy millions of people's lives? That means that millions and millions of people, their effort of saying it's a dog-eat-dog world, we got to look at who's projecting that. Who's the voiceover for that opposition? Huh? Who really is positioning themselves to change our life? One person changed millions and millions of people's lives because the impact of that person, how they actually truly freeing people, truly connected them to the ability. This is comedian Organic OK, and my co-host is Talk Dude.
Yeah. It's sad how basically one single person can damn so many lives, can just wipe them out. It's easy happening all the time. We seem to be living in a time where literally there are those that are in power, and they're not necessarily sitting in some chair in Congress or in the Senate. They're just wealthy entrepreneurs, and somehow they're pulling the strings so that people can be honestly condemned. For all of them that are having more money than they'll ever need, there's basically so many who are going totally complete without or becoming completely destitute, dead even. And it's criminal. It's sad.
Man, that is a part of what you just said, where people go into the lobby of lunch of being traumatized and having a point where they can reflect and not be oppressed. That was a place where people can really reflect and add to seeing the solution and not being so much attached to just going through the motion, right? Because it's a lot of people that see the devastation of, you know, and they're there and carrying on this polluted space, and they're seeing, telling people, saying, this happened to this person, oh, this and this and this. And they're excited of destroying and being a part of disrupting tons of people's lives, and they get off a kick on seeing how that affects. And you see those same kind of people, they don't see it. They are the course of the actual, you know, autopsy of what destruction looked like. You see most of the people that destroy, they normally be look like the same type of people most of the time. I don't care what color, what race. A lot of times they look the same condition, right? It's like a lot of these people, they look psychologically, you know, this is one of the things people confuse, right? You got fruit, vegetables, herbs, and things that look like the same fruit, herbs that's being just dying on the side of the curve and on people's cars, backyards, right? But what is the difference in the preparation that somebody took the fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, and they preparated it and looks similar to the castrated, and because it's nurtured, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you nurture something and you preparate it and you put these things into motion and based on ability, it changes, right? Like how nature show you things, how nature show you how the change happens. And you go in there and you see this, and people take their pictures and look at this winter. This is fall. Look how that, like, see how things happening from that aspect, right?
Oh, yeah.
But when we are truly seeing how this battered man and the symptoms of a battered man and what a person in condition, and see somebody that figured out your problem, what a solution to it. Heal your problem. Oh, my goodness. You see some of the people that used to be, you know, devastated with their life and seeing that they have to come through the same space with people that never going to change in their recognition of seeing. They have someone to truly see these things and alter it, like athlete's feet, seeing what is needed to clean and say, hey, you got fungus on your spirit. We need to clean this fungus, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you emotional treatment. And what we're going to do is we're going to keep doing this over and over and over again and change the connection to the problem to the solution to the problem. And we see there's no problem, just solutions, right? And when we have that healing aspect that return the favor to greater peace of mind, we have battered men, free men, and whole men in a place where it's not being disposed to be, you know, juiced, right? Because a good man is not supposed to be in a system where he's been pit out there, like, you know, if it's a system, he needs to be pit in a place where it's healthy foundation. He's not supposed to be, you know, auctioned off to a system of something that's not healthy, because a good man, he's going to fall in place with the order. But what happens if we start sitting here and holding this up? We got insects and we got cross contamination that's infecting and injecting this, right? Because a good person is not even, you know, they sitting around, you know, very natural, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you see them, they're not even a problem like you think. It's just in your find. It's in your find, in your mind, of you see a woman that's good and all together. In your mind, you think, oh, this is going to be a problem. You talk to her, it's not even a problem. That's, you know, all these things not connected to the same type of opposition. It's like a clean table. You got a clean table outside, and you got a dirty table inside. And they're not necessarily the same. But what happens is if you decide to take the clean table stuff off that clean table and take it over to the dirty table, you have a problem, because that dirty stuff, you bring it back to the clean table, normally it's going to be something on that plate that's going to make the plate be contaminated to the clean area, right? And what happens is so often when your mind is set up to not truly be happy and see this happening, how it's actually evolving, you see yourself quite often falling down the actual elements that sabotage you you know, like tripping over something, right? If you trip emotionally, then if you want to help you before you fail, you can land on your own feet and be successful and sustain your situation. But someone waits till you fall all the way down the steps to the point where you broke everything in your body. And then someone asks you, how can they help? And the true help sound like unhelp. And then the help that sound like help is unhelpful, right? So let me tell you this one more story. This is a comedian, Organic OK. The co-host is Talk Dude. And his show is seeing the change from the past, being the change for the future. So this is what I'm going to tell you. Oh, this is something I definitely got to tell you. See, in this peace of mind, see, it's so important that you hear a guy, he's talking about peace of mind like a mentor, like a motivational healing moment of success, right? And he's talking about that as a lifestyle, right? He said, yeah, he's got this, he got the women, he got... Now, this is a uniform that is a very tricky experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to back up off the intercom with your voice because you got feedback on your mouth. So it's so important. You got to stop that. It's air. Back up off the intercom stuff. Thank you.
All right.
So everybody, I want you to understand something. This is Talk to do part. I'm gone. Let's Talk Dude take over the show. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you, Talk Dude. Take care.
Wait, that's it?
It's your show, Big Dog. You take over the rest.
Okay.
All right, everybody, this community, Organic, okay, Paul Dude will take over the rest of the new year. We talked about this earlier. Better improve it. You can support the show. Talk to you soon. Do the best you can.
Too many of us are literally trapped in the same box. Some of us don't know how to get out of it. Some of us try to grow accustomed to it and are afraid to leave it. Because if we could, anything can happen. Ask yourself, where are you right now? Are you trying to? Are you caught in a rut? Are you trying to stay in a rut? Do you want to leave your rut? Do you want things to be better? Or are you afraid to dream too big, maybe? You're afraid you could fall? Yeah, that shrinking violet syndrome. You're afraid to get out of the... Honestly, what a little box that you're in. Ask yourself that. Now, there is a step, there is a key, there is a way to improvement. There is... Anywho, ask yourselves that. Ask yourselves what it is you want. You're caught in a rut. Are you comfortable there? Are you just afraid to live a little bit bigger? You're afraid of the change, of what may happen. There is an answer. What do you want? Ask yourself that very simple question. What is it you want? What is it you are dying for? What is it you need right now? There is an answer. There is. You have to... You have to ask yourself that. Your goals. What are they? Do you want to live a little bit bigger and better than you're living now? You want to be better? You want to live better? You want to be better? I can hear you. But ask yourself what it is that you want. Ask yourself what it is that you might be missing. This program is all about helping one basically realize there's an inner greatness, personal greatness that we can personally achieve, and an outer greatness. First we achieve the inner greatness, then we start asking, what is it that we want from life? You know, the external valid decision and wealth and luxuries that we want. It's 15 minutes after the hour here. This is 11:15 on the program. Hey, call in. You can be on the air. We can talk about what you need. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Ask for talk, dude. I'm rocking the mic with this. It's like a little spinoff. Why did you put me in the captain's chair? I don't know. I think maybe just ran out of material. But anywho, listen to me. You can be happy. You can find personal greatness. There is a light in you. A burning bright light. You can have what you want. You can be what you want. Every single second, this moment's an opportunity. Some of you might say, I'm sorry, I'm caught up with prior engagements. I'm working more than one job to make the money. I have the kind of job that doesn't offer health insurance. I've got a family to think about, to worry about, to fret over. I'm almost wondering if I should have really had such a family because I can't afford to provide for them. I can't afford to provide for myself. Ask yourself, what are you doing, and find there was an answer. Anywho, what to do. Anywho, someone needs to do something. You can. You can make your life a little bit better. I know a few people who are actually afraid to make their lives better. They're afraid to take a chance. They're afraid to take a step. Because here's the thing. They're always afraid, I don't know, sometimes to get better, you got to risk what you already have. They're always afraid that slip, that fall, that could mean sudden obliteration. No. And there are those that basically say, you know, I feel fine is the way it is. I'm comfortable. And there are those who say, gee, if I go out there and make more opportunities for myself, there's less opportunities for somebody else. Is that how it works? Yin and yang? For someone to be one way, somebody has to be the opposite? I don't know. It's a hell of a thing. But I'm here to tell you, your personal greatness is within your reach. All those touchy-feely platitudes about self-help and self-realization can actually work. And you can find a way to make time for it. You know, you don't just have to basically sit back and let it all just drain and waste away. There is something for you. There is a something. There is something. Anywho, the answer is often right here in front of us. The first step, look in front of that mirror and like what you see. Do you? Do you want to make it a little bit better? Brush the teeth and hair? Exfoliate a little bit? Okay. Find something. Find a way. Find the most beautiful thing you can find, a mirror. And you got to love what you see before anybody else will. That's often the first step. I don't know. I do know. Personal greatness is all within our reach. personal happiness can be achieved, can be acquired. The only answer is for all of us to just reach for that brass ring. You know, it's probably a better color than brass. It could be silver or gold. You want to get rich? Find out how other people are getting rich. Find out what rich means. And play the game. You want to look better? Take a little bit of effort into your appearance. You want to live a little bit better? First, find out what it means and find out how to get there and make time to do it. Some of you might say, I have a family, I've got kids. Dude, come on, we already know already social media is raising your kids. The media, television, movies always kind of sort of raise kids. Now it's just become more, you know. There is a cure. It comes in different forms and different ways, but it's always kind of in the same ballpark. The future can be a lot brighter, better, if you just make it that way. It's a fact. I don't know. Yeah, I do. I'm on this program myself. I'm trying to get better. Trying to get shredded, ripped up. Let me tell you something. There's a reason that basically I'm not just the co-host. I'm a client trying to get better myself. I was aware there's a lot of things to be improved upon. I was just damaged and nobody had a clear answer on how to get better. When I asked myself, how do I get better than this? How do I get better? I'm surrounded by the kind of people, the kids who kids basically just say to themselves, you know, when you're a kid, they basically just say, you either are what you are, you know? You're just that way. A lot of people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone were just born with an ideal body, built their body. But dude, everyone's getting shredded and getting fitness-oriented now with days. There are fast and easy plans. But, dude, try to take it in steps, you know. I mean, even Schwarzenegger Stallone, to personally make his body what it was, he tried to beef himself up too quickly and let himself do some of his own stunts and get actually beaten up in his own movies for real so it would look authentic. His body is busted up because of it. He messed up his body. Anywho, it is a real problem. It really is. So avoid it. Do it in steps. There are ways. They're all over. The problem is there's always been some kind of snake oil and formula, whatever, some misstep. There's always been some form of hoodoo that just ain't real and just ain't going to wash and just ain't going to work. And the simple said scientific fact is that that's what I've been doing since the beginning. There's now more than ever. How do you know what's real? How do you know what's not that? How do you know what's not going to waste your time and money? Do a little bit of research. We need to be connected. America needs to be a little bit more connected by something besides just the media and obligations. It's a real thing. And there really is hope. That's what the show's about. Hey, call in, okay? You know what? Please, you can be on the air. We'll talk about basically fixing your life in steps, attacking every aspect of your life and getting towards the goals that you need to be reaching. Come on, we're at 1-515-605-9709. We've got 5 minutes left in the show. We can talk just about you. You can be part of this show. You can be my co-host. Heck, I'm willing to help. I'm willing to save. there is an answer, as there will always be. There must be. For a while, I was a guy stuck in arrested development. A lot of ways, I still am. I'm afraid of change. People with my condition especially fear change. Even when it's a pattern they've grown to hate, they're used to it. How do you break out of it? I don't know. I'm telling you right now, there is an answer. And before you basically just say they all say that, yes, there's always an answer. There's a solution to the problem. Don't give up. You can be saved. So our show's about, that's what all our show's about. We're all hosting a bunch of shows. The three of us on it so far, we've all got a pro and whatever, and we are basically telling you right now, if you call and if you get involved, you can be on the air. We will help you. Listen to what we're talking about. We're talking about fighting for that greater good. Take the first step. Call in. Talk. It really is something. Me personally, I'm still climbing. I'm still trying to improve. I don't know. I still feel like I haven't. What else is there to say? Well, let me tell you something. Well, let me be honest about myself for you in a little bit of time we have left. I felt I was deteriorating, fading away. I hated so much of my life, I felt like I was never doing what I should be. Kids always bully each other, like to wrestle around and play and whatever. I thought it was only exaggerated, and I hated all the... I was ostracized as a kid. I always feel like I had ostracized myself. I'm just an introvert. Wish I can go back and stand my ground. I know I'll still be picked on and ridiculed and attacked. Kid, but the thing is, that's what childhood's about. But there is hope. That's what this show is about. Call us in so we can prove that we can show you exactly, really, what it's about. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you for hearing this at some point. For somebody at some point, listen in. Become part of this. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. You've been listening to Talk Dude. Now, I'm going to log out. I want to basically thank anyone who might listen to this at some point for tuning in and getting involved. Thank you. And forces that be willing and become part of all this, what we're doing. Thank you. Good night.